Lori Fossum, president of the Edmonton Potters Guild, has joined us this morning. Thank you so much.
For sure.
The Edmonton Potters Guild is having your annual show and sale next weekend. Tell us about the guild and what you do there.
Yeah, so the Edmonton Potters Guild, we've been in existence since 1952, and we originally were in the basement of Victoria School. We've recently moved into our own location on the south side. We have about 90 member potters, and every year we have this really great sale in November. So that's what we're doing next weekend on the 18th.
Right, the sale's held every year. This year is on the 18th at the Alberta Community League. It is absolutely free to check out, although they are asking for donations for the food bank and also free parking too. What kinds of things will we see there?
You will see probably the hugest collection of handmade pots you will ever see in your life. It's really amazing work. We have work from 80 potters that's going to be there. And honestly, every single table has something different on it from the next table. And I always tell people, like, it's you always find really good deals. You always find interesting stuff. You can just throw out all your IKEA dishes and just come and restock your entire kitchen because there's so much good stuff. And there's also lots of art pieces and sculptural pieces. It's really, it's lots of unique, really great gifts too.
How long does it take to make, like, let's say, a bowl?
Yeah, it's a really great question. I think it's something that people aren't aware of is the timeline. So you make the piece, you throw it on the wheel, and then it has to sit and dry for a bit, and then it has to be trimmed. So that could take place over a week, and then it has to be fired once. And then after that first firing, it gets dipped in a glaze and then fired for a second time. And, like, the whole process could take even up to a month before you get your project back. So there is quite a bit of time that goes into making pots, and it's like over a bunch of steps. Like, I've kind of, even those four steps, there's lots of steps in between there too, you know, from extra decorating and extra, you know, you could do carving, you could do all sorts of stuff. So yeah, it does depend a little bit on the piece, but it's probably a month before anyone's seeing the project back for sure.
My cousin is taking pottery. She's amazing at it. I have zero talent. But if somebody wanted to get into it and wanted to try this, does the Edmonton Potters Guild ever have classes or information sessions or anything like that?
Actually, we just started offering classes about a year ago. So I teach a class on Friday mornings. We also have a Monday night class. Those two classes are for all levels, particularly geared towards beginners. And then we also have a more advanced class Friday nights. And I'm glad you asked, because those actually go on sale on the 15th of this month, so next week. And they fill up super fast. Registration can be found on our website, the Edmonton Potters Guild website. Check that out for sure if you want to take a class.
So 10 to 3 at the Alberta Community League on November 18th is when the big sale is. And if you're interested on taking any classes or anything like that, or just learning more about the Edmonton Potters Guild, you can on their website. We will have the link to their website on oursravenradio.ca. Lori, thank you so much for spending time with me today.
Great. Thanks a lot.